Welcome, Truth Seekers. You're tuned in for the Truth Seeker Weekly Briefing, Alternative News. This is for the week of October 10th.
And we're doing this deep dive on behalf of the Great Awakening Report. This is your audio recap.
That's right. We're aiming high here, trying to rise above all the noise, mm-hmm. you know, the distractions, the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Our real mission today is clarity. We want to analyze the patterns in this briefing, help you cut through it all, and really grasp the forces at play underneath.
Exactly. And it's not just about listing events, not at all. We're looking at the structure of the narrative that's being presented in these alternative sources.
Right.
You see, the sources we're digging into today, they really stress that true awakening needs clarity, courage, and this kind of conscious awareness.
Okay.
They're pushing for a big shift, moving beyond just like mind-centered logic, which can get stuck on the surface conflict.
Yeah, the everyday arguments.
Towards what they call heart-centered consciousness.
Yeah.
So our goal is to help you connect those dots, see what might be happening beneath the surface chatter.
Okay, fantastic. Let's dive right in then. This briefing highlights five huge themes. And the key thing is, they're not separate issues. The source says they're converging.
Converging, yeah. Forming a kind of unified picture of transformation.
So the five are solar activity, biological threats, media control, consciousness shifts, and this overarching idea, the ascension timeline.
That's the framework.
Let's start with section one, the cosmic stuff, the sun. Story number one points out the sun's activity is really ramping up, a volatile phase for solar cycle 25.
Mm-hmm.
And the technical bit they mention is these hidden solar storms, stealth CMEs, they call them, and magnetic eruptions. Apparently hard to spot directly.
Right. That's the stealth part. They're not obvious initially, but then, bam, a few days later, they impact Earth. And it's the buildup, the cumulative effect that the sources seem worried about.
So NASA and NOAA, they warn about the usual physical risks, right? Satellites, power grids.
Correct. The standard important warnings about physical infrastructure. But what's interesting here is how visible the effects of these invisible blasts are becoming.
You mean the auroras?
Exactly. These incredible auroras, deep reds, purples, lighting up skies way further south than usual. We're talking Arizona, France, Japan. It's pretty unusual.
Wow.
And the source uses this physical spectacle as a kind of bridge, a bridge to a much bigger, well, metaphysical concept.
Okay. This is where we get to the great solar flash idea mentioned in the briefing, which, let's be honest, you don't hear about in the mainstream news.
Not typically, no, but it's central to this briefing's perspective. They frame it drawing on Vedic traditions, Mayan prophecies, other esoteric teachings.
And the idea is?
The idea proposed is that the sun isn't just a ball of gas, it's acting like a conscious cosmic transmitter, sending out, well, the source calls them encoded frequencies.
Encoded frequencies. To do what?
To awaken dormant DNA, is the phrase used, and accelerate humanity towards higher dimensional awareness. It basically reframes solar flares not just as a danger, but as an evolutionary trigger.
Okay, hold on. So one minute we're talking power outages from solar flares, and the next they're awakening DNA.
Yeah.
That sounds like quite a leap.
It does. It's a duality, absolutely. And the source tries to connect those points. They mention that even mainstream astrophysicists acknowledge that solar and geomagnetic activity do measurably affect human biology.
Like how?
Things like our brainwave coherence, emotional states, even sleep patterns. So the argument presented is, whether you call it a physical electromagnetic force or a spiritual frequency, the effect is real. This increasing solar activity signals some kind of unavoidable energetic turning point for us.
An evolutionary turning point.
Okay.
And that energy shift connects to the more spiritual side, stories four and five on consciousness and ascension.
Precisely. The briefing talks about a collective awakening, calls this time an evolutionary inflection point. It even brings in the Nova Institute's perspective.
Right. What do they say?
The Nova Institute apparently frames it not just metaphorically, but as practical systemic restructuring, like a realignment of our roles, how we relate to each other, and the Earth systems.
So the turbulence people might be feeling, the anxiety, the fatigue.
Exactly. That emotional purging, the feeling of disorientation, maybe even physical exhaustion. The source presents this as a necessary part of the process. It's the body recalibrating, shedding old dense energies to try and match the planet's rising vibration, a death rebirth cycle, as they put it.
A death rebirth.
Whoa.
Intense. So if that's the inner experience, what about the ascension timeline? What's the end goal of this recalibration, according to the source?
The ascension timeline, as it's laid out here, is this convergence point. cosmic cycles meeting soul evolution. It's defined as a collective movement away from separation, from survival mode,
sure,
towards unity, sovereignty, and multidimensional remembrance. That's the terminology used. But it's not presented as some automatic rescue plan. It's framed as a deeply personal, internal choice.
An individual choice.
Yes. And critically, the briefing claims that every single person who chooses alignment with truth, compassion, these higher frequencies actually becomes a stabilizing node, like a point of light helping to build Earth's ascension grid, co-creating the new reality, essentially.
Okay, that links the personal chaos to a bigger purpose.
Yeah.
Let's pivot now. Let's go from the cosmic and internal to the very earthly systemic pressures. Section 2, starting with biological threats. Story 2, CDC. Bird flu research.
Yeah, this part flags concerns about renewed authorization for certain high-risk influenza research, you know, the gain-of-function type experiment.
Which is controversial anyway, but especially now.
Especially now amid this surge of H5N1 avian flu. It spread through wild birds, poultry, and the really worrying part is the jump into dairy cows.
Why is the dairy cow jump such a big deal for researchers, even in the alternative sphere?
Well, it shows the virus is adapting. Adapting to mammals. Cattle might not be ideal hosts, but it proves the virus can make that leap, suggesting it's getting fitter, potentially closer to mutating further.
And there's a funding issue mentioned.
Yes, the sources highlight that some government funding, specifically for developing bird flu vaccines, including a Moderna program, was unexpectedly canceled, which, from their perspective, raises questions about whether preparedness is being maybe intentionally slowed down.
And the briefing connects this biosecurity angle to control systems.
Absolutely. The core worry voiced in these alternative circles is that biological threats, whether they emerge naturally or otherwise, provide a pretext. A perfect excuse to enact emergency powers, limit freedoms, ramp up surveillance, all under the banner of public safety.
Mm.
They warn about the lack of transparency in some bioresearch, the potential for leaks from labs, and how that whole situation could be leveraged. Fear as a tool for control.
Okay. Moving from bio threats to the information war. Story 3, media control tightening, specifically the Pentagon versus journalists.
Yeah, this points to increasing restrictions, reporters finding it harder to get access, credentials being pulled, framed as protecting operational secrecy.
But the source sees it as more than just red tape.
Much more. It's viewed as an escalation in information warfare. The really striking detail they provide is this new pledge journalists are apparently being asked to sign.
What does it say?
That they won't report on unauthorized info, even if that info is unclassified. Basically, controlling the narrative very tightly, it's seen as essential groundwork.
Groundwork for what? It connects to geopolitical readiness, right? A shift in the defense structure.
That's the deeper analysis presented. The briefing mentions internal strategy documents that are apparently reintroducing the term revived War Department framework.
War Department, that sounds old school.
It suggests a strategic shift, moving away from recent models towards readiness for sustained conflict across multiple theaters, cyber, info, space, the physical domains. And in that context, controlling the narrative, stifling dissent before it starts, becomes crucial, especially ahead of potential escalations, say, Eastern Europe, the Middle East, South China Sea. The information war and geopolitics, the source says, are now one and the same.
Okay. Wow. Let's try and weave these threads together now in Section 3. The sources insist these aren't just random crises popping up. They're catalysts. Signs the Great Awakening isn't just a theory anymore, but a living process.
Right. And to see that living process, the briefing points to two key pressure points building now, financial and domestic.
Okay, let's take the financial first. What are the cracks they're highlighting?
Well, despite what you might hear in mainstream finance news, the briefing details what it sees as widening structural failures. They point to things like the recent leadership changes in Japan, the government collapse in France, big real estate write-downs in the U.S. commercial sector.
Okay, but how do political shifts and debt issues signal a bigger pattern?
Because the source interprets these not as accidents, but as signs of managed instability. This churn, the market volatility, they see it as proof the global fiat currency system is hitting its limit.
And the evidence for that is?
Look where the money is going, they say. There's a huge flight to hard assets globally. Gold and silver prices hitting multi-year highs. The source reads this as the financial reset narrative, shifting from rumor to reality.
A reset through a kind of demolition.
A controlled demolition is the term they use. The idea being the old system has to be intentionally dismantled, perhaps, to clear the way for something new, maybe asset-backed, maybe decentralized.
Okay. And the parallel pressure is domestic, the escalating crackdown.
Yes, this pattern is seen as critical. It involves federal resources, FBI, DEA agents being moved around internally, reassigned to immigration and domestic operations on a large scale.
Why? What's the interpretation there?
The source calls it a structural rehearsal, practicing for widespread instability. They warn this is about building a hybrid control grid.
A hybrid control grid? What exactly does that mean in their view?
It means merging different layers of control. Physical surveillance, digital ID systems getting stronger, federal enforcement all brought under a more unified command. The goal, they argue, is to be ready to impose control quickly across the country if or when those financial or political cracks break wide open. Preparation for shrinking civil liberties framed as necessary for security.
So if we bundle all five patterns, the sun's energy, the bio risks, media control, the financial wobbles, and this domestic enforcement surge, we get to what the briefing calls the great compression point.
Exactly. That's the synthesis, the domino forecast. It paints this picture of everything happening at once, like solar disruptions causing communication issues and maybe emotional volatility, biosecurity stories triggering emergency powers and more surveillance, military controlling information to justify interventions globally, the financial system forcing a move towards hard assets, and the domestic enforcement surge leading to fewer civil liberties. It's the pressure building simultaneously on every level, energetic, systemic, physical.
Right. It really ties together the inner shift, the consciousness aspect, with the outer stuff, the seeming collapse of the old systems.
That's the connection the briefing makes explicitly.
Okay. So we've looked at the energetic blueprint, the systemic pressures, all converging now. And the briefing leaves us with this final thought, which is pretty provocative. The collapse of the old order is the necessary clearing before the rise of the new.
Yeah, suggesting the outer chaos isn't just random destruction, but maybe a prerequisite for the inner shift gaining ground.
Mm-hmm.
And this leads right back to that idea of internal choice we talked about earlier. The briefing positions, the planetary frequencies, the solar activity as forces accelerating this ascension timeline.
Right. They even mention specific markers like the 12.21 portal and a 2026 threshold.
Exactly. So given this supposed acceleration and the focus on those upcoming points, the question becomes about the individual role. The source recommends cultivating grounded, rational, and critical thinking. So the final thought to maybe leave you with this week is, how can doing that staying grounded, thinking critically, help you navigate the external chaos, the fear, and actually activate what the briefing terms your own inner light body? How do you ensure this massive transition feels like conscious sovereignty, not just fearful reaction? That's something to ponder.